Honoring Seniors, the Creative Photographic Project. What is this project about? Otto Valley Community Arts and her community partners are working with seniors to honor their lives and contribution to our community.
We are doing this by collecting stories and taking photographic portraits of up to 50 seniors.
The portraits are taken in location chosen by the participants.
The stories and portraits will be exhibited publicly at the end of the project and will also be turned into a print book.
Why are we doing this?
Why are we doing this?
We are challenging existing stereotypes and preconceptions by creating a senior-centered art exhibition and publication where people are presented to the public in a respectful, professional, and ultimately beautiful way.
The project will support seniors to explore creative expression.
Through the process, the participants will be empowered to show the world who they are and have center stage.
My name is Charles Joseph
Belair. My name is Lisa Lakeel, and I'm 95 years old.
My name is Aurelia Skeeble.
My name is Betty Mullen.
I was born in 1928.
I was born in Killaloe.
My name is Robert.
I'm
85 years old.
I am born in Montreal.
I was born in Pembroke.
In Killaloe.
Joan Arshamba. I was born in Brockville, Ontario.
I was born in Granamo,
Quebec. I was born in Old Killaloe. To Killaloe.
And I live in Killaloe.
Okay, and I am 77.
I'm a young 85-year-old.
My name is Betty Mullen. I was born in Killaloe 85 years ago.
My name is Aurelia Skeeble. I was born in 1928. I'm 93 years old. And I was born in Pembroke, but moved as a small child to Killaloe and spent most of my life here.
So tell us about the location, the log house.
Oh, for the picture.
Yes.
It meant a lot to us because it was our homestead. We grew up there and we still live right close by it. It's always been something in our memories, or
a meeting place too.
Yeah. We would have our parties there and our stag and does. And anybody getting married, that's where you'd gather.
So what was it like living in this house, in this
it
log
was cold.
House?
Cold is the word I remember.
The water had frozen, the stove and the kettle. I don't know, we just didn't keep fires on all night. It wasn't easy.
No.
No, yeah. It wasn't. And then there was nobody. Like Aurelia had the tough job because she was the oldest. But nobody there to show you proper ways of doing things, eh? Honestly, when I was about 14 or 15 and went and tried to get a summer job, we didn't have electricity still at that time when I was 14. And I went to work for Jane Callahan. And I didn't know how a vacuum cleaner worked or anything. She had to show me everything, eh? I didn't know any of that stuff. So, anyway, we were pretty dense.
Well.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
My name is Charles Joseph Belair.
Little boy and little girl.
I was born in Granamo, Quebec.
Why did you start becoming Santa? What started Santa Claus?
Okay, maybe you know her. She's a school teacher. Pia is her name. And her husband, Peter, they asked me to be Santa Claus. I said, okay, but I don't have a suit. They had it made. They brought me to the tailor and she made it. At first, I was nervous, but I was nervous for about 5 seconds. After that, I became good old Saint Nick. It was the same thing the first parade. I was excited as much as every kid in the street. And I made a point of waving to everybody. You know, I singled them all out and they all respond with a big hand thing. I kept all the things that the kids gave me, you know, what they wanted for Christmas. or things like that. Like one kid, he gave me a page, then another page and another page. And he said, I want everything.
No.
Your dad rich? Even the high school kid who came, you know, and they wanted their picture with Santa Claus. I never refused anybody. Mm-hmm. Never.
Because you've been in a lot of pictures, haven't you?
Oh. They took tons of pictures of me. Tons of them.
Ho, ho, ho.
You know?
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 ho,